Now, do new Czech drugs rules work, and are they even understandable? Under guidelines introduced on January the 1st, the Czech Republic has some of the most liberal legislation in Europe when it comes to drugs use. Whereas previously having an amount no bigger than a small amount was permitted, now drugs users will not be charged with a crime for having, for instance, 15 grams of marijuana or 1.5 grams of heroin. But what will be the impact of these guidelines? Ian Willoughby discussed the new legislation with Jiří Richter, director of Sananim, a drugs counselling service in Prague.
It looks like another complication for all of us, seeing those quite complicating things which are not probably clear enough for judges, they are not clear enough for clients. It's not a simple message for the population, and this is my feeling.
But isn't it useful that the new law outlines what amount of certain drugs can be possessed by somebody?
Yeah, definitely. This is one of the challenges, let's say. This is one of the good things. Of course, what's not good is this schizophrenia, which is still around. We are working with the client, and we sure it's not so good for the market, for the young. It's not, you know, it's still somewhere between.
Why do you say that? What's the problem from the point of view of the drug consumer, so to speak?
Basically, we have to speak probably the most difficult is for people who are using the cannabis. It's not clear how it's going to be used. It's not clear message if it's sort of liberal or if it's very controlled, let's say. So, again, I do not have a feeling that it's a step forward.
But isn't it clear if they say that you can have 15 marijuana plants? Isn't that clear?
Yeah, this is the clear. This is definitely clear. But we could go much forward, I think, and that's a problem. So we actually didn't change much, and this is my premium, let's say, feeling from the new law.
But some people are saying that the new law makes the Czech Republic one of Europe's most liberal countries when it comes to drugs.
It's definitely on the liberal side, but I don't have a feeling that we are very liberal. The law is still very controversial toward people using cannabis for medical purposes or growing for medical purposes. So unfortunately didn't bring solution on this field.
Do you predict any change or any impact on the pattern of drug consumption in the Czech Republic?
Not at all, actually, not at all. The law definitely is not bringing anything new in this field. Unfortunately, it's not bringing anything new on the prevention side, and this is most worrying.
Say, for example, if you could create a new drug law for the Czech Republic, what would be at the top of your list?
Top of my list will be probably something which will be related to drug services, which will be related to drug coordination and drug prevention. This is again one of the poorest thing in our policy. Secondly, I would probably look to the countries where this liberal approach has some positive impacts, and I have in mind the Belgium, Spain, Holland, where you know both side approaches taken to let's say to decrease amount of use and decrease the age of first use, and this is most important things when we are talking about prevention.
Jiří Richter, the director of a drugs advisory centre in Prague, they're talking to Ian Willoughby.